This is Lee Waters from the IWA, and I'm at Port Meirion for the Learned Society of Wales Symposium, and I'm joined by Professor Ricardo Houseman from Harvard University. Professor Houseman, what's the evidence of what Wales can learn from successful regions to grow?
I think successful regions diversify into new activities, more complex activities. They add capabilities to the ones they had, and they express them by moving into more industries and more complex industries, and they need to explore the space of those possibilities and act on them, because kicking off a new line of activity is often very difficult and has all kinds of chicken and egg problems to be addressed, and you need to have the capacity to identify those opportunities, address the problems, and fix them.
And how can government guide that?
Well, government is at a loss of information, because this is a process that the whole society and even the whole world is into, looking at, you know, what new things you could do, what new possibilities might arise. Companies in the world don't necessarily know that Wales exists or what is in Wales. So you need a government that is able to identify people, agents, ideas that they think of acting on. Maybe these people, things, ideas have not thought of Wales. Maybe they have, but they still don't know if the environment in Wales is appropriate, or they know that it's not appropriate, but feasible transformations of the environment would make these investments viable. So the government needs a place where this information flows into, a place, one or several. And that's why I find that in many successful countries, whether it's Ireland or Singapore or other small countries, you have these, or Sinde in Costa Rica, you have these development agencies that are very highly regarded by the government, by society, by international investors. People go to them with projects, business ideas, and so on. They sometimes just advise and hold hands. Sometimes they have a financial arm that is helpful, because it means that people would come to them with a business plan, asking maybe for finance or co-finance, and the business plan is very revealing about what ideas people have in mind, what problems, what risks they face in operating in the environment, and the government can use that to improve the business environment in a more precise way, with much more detailed information about what is the nature of the problems. And you'll have an organization that has experience in understanding what is the nature of the possibilities people are exploring, what's the nature of the obstacles they're finding. And that is extremely important to guide government priorities.
Of course, Wales had a development agency that had a good reputation, but was felt to have lost its way and the government closed it. But what you're arguing is it should reconsider and create a new kind of development agency for Wales.
I think that that these agencies, I mean, there are many development agencies that are useless and not particularly helpful and so on. But I think that all successful countries that I know of have a successful development agency that is very competent, highly regarded, very well respected by government and by society. And I think that, the fact that many countries have lousy ministries of education and lousy ministries of health doesn't mean that they should give up on education and health. So I think that countries should not give up on having good development agencies.
Professor Houseman, thank you.